There are two candidates running in the Democratic primary for mayor of Albany to be held June 22nd. Incumbent Kathy Sheehan, seeking her third four-year term, and the Reverend Valerie Faust of Living Word Tabernacle, who ran as a write-in candidate in 2009 and 2013. We pulled audio here from a recent Meet the Candidates event sponsored by the Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations and NAACP, organized by the League of Women Voters and moderated by Susan Arbetter. The tape included Republican candidate Alicia Purdy, whose statements we have not included here.
Earlier today, we raised the Pride flags at City Hall. Happy Pride Month, everyone. And after that event, I had a conversation with a community leader who shared with me a number of losses that she's experienced just over the last 6 months. And as we discussed those in person, I realized that this is someone who, in the ordinary course of a year, I would see dozens of times. But because of the COVID pandemic, I hadn't been in the same room with her in over a year. And so for many of us, the experiences that we've had over this past year have been made all the more worse because we haven't had access to many of the support systems that we've come to rely on. The pandemic has impacted our relationships, our trusted institutions like our churches and our schools. It's also laid bare the undeniable impacts of structural racism on our community and on our country. And it can make people feel hopeless and helpless. But as we come out of this once in a century pandemic, there is much reason to hope. First of all, social justice and equity have now become the cornerstone of building back better. And thanks to the American Rescue Plan, which I lobbied and fought very hard for, we have unprecedented resources available to us to help our families, our businesses, and our community. And as we reopen, we have the opportunity to re-engage with one another and listen to one another as we reimagine our city moving forward. And so I look forward to hearing the questions tonight, talking about my track record and building on my experience, building on my servant leadership, my commitment to equity, and my proven track record as we lead forward over these next 4 years.
I'm pleased to be here tonight, and I thank you guys for putting it on. I'm glad to be here with the other candidates, and I am running because I felt that there was a need for a change in the city. I felt that the city was feeling very sad. We were under heavy pressure of depression and loneliness and a whole lot of negative emotions that just permeated the city, the whole city. And I felt that a change needed to come, that people needed to be brought together. So one of the reasons why I am running is because I want to be a bridge builder. I see that the city is so divided and so scattered. And I think that relationships have to be rebuilt, relationships between the community and the policemen, the people in City Hall, just across the board, employees with employers. So I am in the race to try to bring a change, wanting to bring a change to the city and to do something different. We need new ideas. We need innovation. We need another direction. Albany is the capital city and of the greatest state in the world. And we need to bring this city back up and bring more people back to the city who wanting to come back to the city to get safety in the city, to get a budget that's community built that will help the people in the community. So I'm in the race to bring changes. We need change. That's my mantra. We need change. It's time for change. And that's what I want to do with the people of this city.
Questions pulled from audience members focused greatly on recent gun violence that has plagued the city these last 3 years.
We do have unprecedented gun violence happening in our community and in communities across the country, and we do have to do something about the proliferation of illegal guns that is plaguing communities here in Albany, and as I said, all across the country. We know what works with respect to engaging the community. We know that the GVI program that we have in the city of Albany, where we focus on people who are at risk of either using a gun or being a victim of gun crime, we know that those programs work. We also know that when we focus on the programs that we have in the city, our incredibly successful summer youth employment program, the West Hill Community Center that we're engaging in, bringing community back together, that also works. And we also know that there are many, many unmet needs that are out there in the community. And so we have to take a different view. Yes, we want to ensure that we have law enforcement on our streets, but we also need to ensure that we're looking creatively at what it really means to do outreach in the city. And that outreach doesn't have to be necessarily by a beat officer. And so we're working with community-based organizations to create community outreach workers who will work within our community, connecting people to the rich services, the rich programming that we do have in this city. But far too many people are still disconnected from that, aren't aware of it, aren't aware of the opportunities that exist.
It's not getting better. So some of the things that I would like to do to try to, with the community, to slow that, get these guns out of the hands of our perpetrators. Number one, the gun buyback didn't work. SNUG wasn't working. Some other programs wasn't working. You have to get to the youth. You have to get to the families to talk. We have to have the community together, the police, the politicians, the churches, because when you talk about somebody's issue and you don't include them in it, it's like trying to fix them without their input. So we need to bring people in who are experiencing these crimes, bring people in who are doing these crimes, and bring our youth into better programs that work.
There was also a request for comments about the city's attempt to address police reform.
I don't think it has been very successful because I don't think it's been transparent enough. A lot of people still don't know about it. I think that it is following a lot of the same steps and thinking processes of old. And so I think we need it and we should do it. But I think that we need fresh minds, fresh ideas. We need to rethink things that we have been going over before. We just need newness. And when you're trying to put there's something that says you can't put new wine in old wineskins because it'll bust. You can't put old information out to solve new problems that are worse and that are not getting better. So, yeah, I'm for it, but I think that it should be restructured.
Well, I'm really proud of the volunteers who stepped forward, participated in 64 meetings. We held 14 hours of public comment. But I also understand why people don't believe it was transparent enough. We were in the height of a pandemic. We weren't able to get in a room together and have these conversations. And so we are going to be engaging the public. We're going to be going out to parks, going out to community organizations and meetings, informing people about what's in the plan, getting more input. We have 27 action items that are in that plan. We need to hear from the community about how they want to prioritize those items, what they want to see happen. And I'm also really proud of the fact that we had police officers participate in every single working group. I was roundly criticized for that. There were activists who didn't want there to be police officers at the table. But you can't reform healthcare without nurses, you can't reform education without teachers, and you can't reform policing without talking to the people who are doing the job. The men and women of our police department have done amazing work over these past 14 months. The stress and the trauma and all that they have had to deal with is something that has led to, I think, a real change in how we see one another. And I hope that we can get back to a place where we see one another as human beings who are trying to help our community.
In addition to addressing a number of other issues, Mayor Sheehan spoke about the history of systemic racism and how it's affected trust for government and policing this past year. The Reverend Faust countered by noting that deeper conversation is needed.
In order to get a change between the Black community and the policemen, there has to be communication. It has to be a bringing together, and each side has to be open and willing to start on a new foot, to start anew again, fresh again.
A full viewing of the Meet the Candidate event is available on CANA's Facebook page. This has been Paul Smart for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.